Hello everyone. It is crazy to me that I haven't spoken to you guys in so long, but I have literally been so busy. So I'm thankful that I found this device and that it's easier for me to just talk and get it done. I don't have to worry about, you know, writing things down. So basically, this is going to be my new outlet of talking to you guys. I'm going to keep the website and I'll blog every now and then, but I think that I'm going to transition to podcasts just because it's easier and I feel like more reliable, and I feel like I can hold myself way more accountable to do, you know, these little shows. And I think it'll be fun to have guests and, you know, people can take over and discuss different topics and different things like that. However, let's just dive into some updates. So I don't even remember the last time I talked to you guys. I believe that it was last summer or right before I was getting ready to go back to school. Guys, I am literally graduating in December. Can you believe that? I can't even believe that. But I am. I'm graduating in December. So currently I am in summer school, and let me tell you, it has been very busy, very time consuming, and very tiring. So I'm just trying to get through a day at a time, a week at a time, and a month at a time. But I am so excited to be coming to the end of this college journey and approaching true adulthood. I will be going back home to student teach, and then after that I'll graduate in December, like I stated previously. And I have honestly no words to express how I feel, besides I'm grateful, I'm happy, I'm proud, I'm scared. I think that's an okay emotion to feel. I am scared. You know, up until this point in my life, I've always had my mom and my parents to kind of like walk me through different things and give me money and, you know, advice. And now I'm transitioning to become my own real adult. So, you know, living on my own, getting a real teacher job, like doing grown-up things. And I am honestly terrified, but I think that it's all going to work out. And I think that that's a normal emotion to feel when it's something new. So I'm excited about that. What else has been going on in my world, y'all? I've literally just been consumed with schoolwork. Last semester I took 21 hours, and I was just always working. I was always doing something. I was always writing something or submitting something. My life last semester consisted of literally lesson plans. I feel like I made so many different lesson plans, and you know, that's all I had time for. I had no time to really do things that I love to do besides watch TV. Like, I didn't really get to hang out with my friends like I wanted to. I didn't really get to, you know, do fun things. So this summer, I promised myself that no matter how busy I am, no matter how tired I am, I'm going to get things done that I've loved to do, because I haven't done it in so long. I've been in Texas State for 3 years, and I've never been floating. There's literally a river running through our campus. Like, I have no excuse. So this summer, my plan is just to knock a lot of things off my list before I leave here for good. You know, I won't be coming back after December. I doubt it. So I just need to get things done that I haven't got to do since being here. I love to take my academics seriously, but I feel like it's time for me to put me first and put my hobbies first and put my, you know, what I want to do, because it's all about to come to an end. Soon I'll be teaching full time, and I won't have time to hit up the square or go floating. Like, I'll be consumed with work, which I'm excited for that chapter of my life. But before I close this chapter, I definitely want to, you know, enjoy it a little bit longer. I will be posting podcasts every Sunday, and I am so excited to get back to talking to you guys and hearing from you guys. Please share this podcast and introduce your friends to it. Send me topics. Send me advice. Maybe we'll get an advice column. Ooh, I like that. I love giving advice, guys. But yeah, so that's all I have for you guys today. I can't wait to talk to you next week. Bye.